KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. This is Jim Williams with you, and I hope they don't mind me calling them friends. They've been on the show a couple of times before, Angelique Torres and Brian Paolini. They are both principals at Legacy Academy, and we're here today to talk about all the amazing things you guys have going on today. So let me talk about who these people are. Legacy Academy High School Principal Angelique Torres. Brian is the middle school principal. They're here today to discuss Christian education in Albuquerque and how Legacy Academy seeks to serve families from preschool all the way through high school. The conversation explores why many parents are rethinking their children's education environment, how Legacy integrates academic excellence with a biblical worldview, and how students grow through classroom instruction, discipleship, chapel, athletics, fine arts, clubs, and service opportunities. Thank you both for being here today.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Hey, let's start with the campuses. And as I mentioned just now, you have pre-K all the way through high school. I think, Angelique, last year when you were on, you shared that you've had your first group of kids go all the way from elementary all the way through high school. So that's...
We have, yeah. Now we have our first and second graduating class. Our second graduating class just graduated from college. So,
oh wow,
yeah. So we have a lot of.
And do people come back and say they've received great training and they're very happy with what they did at Legacy in preparation for college?
Yeah, you know, it is. We really are a tight-knit community. It's like a family, and they do come back. We have kids come back and visit all the time, and whether it's to go to a game or just to come and say hello and kind of update us on their lives and what they're doing, and they're just doing great. So,
well, I hope our listeners, when we talk about Legacy Academy, it's not just a high school. Brian's at the middle school. And Brian, let's start with the middle school. Maybe you can mention a few things about how things are going at the elementary. You've got a brand new building you're in.
Yeah, we've been really blessed this past year. We were able to move into the Legacy Center, which is located at 7000 Central Southwest. Which
and is this is right across the street, right?
Close from, to our main campus.
Main campus, okay.
Yes, so this has really opened our opportunity for growth and really given us the opportunity to have a lot more sport teams, athletic clubs, extracurriculars. So it's a much needed space. We're super blessed to be able to have that onto our school this year.
Angelique, I've said this to you before. I don't know Pastor Smotherman. I did interview him on the radio and that was really fun. And I enjoyed that. But one of the things I got in the 10-minute conversations I had with him on the phone is excellence in Christ is really an emphasis of your whole program. Talk to us about your high school.
Absolutely. So we think it's really important not just to have excellence in one area, because the Lord requires that we do everything as unto Him. And so whether that's academics or athletics or fine arts or clubs, or we strive to be the best at everything we do.
Mm. And you've won some state championships in sports?
Yes.
I think you started that with the wrestling program, right?
We started our first major state team state championship was girls powerlifting.
Oh, power. That is, I do remember reading that.
Yeah.
Now, does every high school even have powerlifting? What a cool thing.
No.
Not to our knowledge, but it's great that at our school that we were able to offer that, and it's very highly participated. We have a lot of kids, boys and girls, involved in the powerlifting program.
Yeah, and I'll tell you right now, I mean, I know a lot of people don't necessarily want to throw balls or catch balls or run or but lifting, and I personally, I'm an old guy, so I'm not running the hardwood anymore, but I enjoy lifting. Now, I'm not doing power lifting because I'm probably past where I should be doing that. In fact, I just had shoulder surgery 6 weeks ago because I was doing dips and totally shredded my rotator cuff on my right shoulder. That's recovering well, but I asked the doctor, I said, why did this happen to me? And he said, well, how old are you? And I said, 68. And he said, that would be why. But you have to, you know, you have to keep moving. You have to keep all of that. That powerlifting thing is amazing. And I have to compliment the New Mexico Activities Association. What a cool sport to start doing.
It is a really cool sport. And you're right about students who don't necessarily like to engage in sports that are more, you know, ball-oriented, team-oriented, that sort of thing. This is really, they're still on a team, but they're really pushing themselves and their own records and their own capacity.
And that training is intense.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really intense. And we talked about the piece about being excellent. You know, for powerlifting, 1A through 3A, 3A compete together.
Okay.
So us being a 2A school, winning the state wasn't just winning the 2A title. It was winning 1A through 3A.
That's cool.
So competing against bigger schools, and the coaching staff there just do a great job with the kids. And they showed their excellence this year. They did really well. I know our girls this year, volleyball team won state. Our girls powerlifting won state. Girls track won state. Our boys teams were really competitive. So we just had a really good great academic year, like always, but really good athletic year this year also as for the school.
This isn't on my little list, but I'm thinking one of the things I've been blessed by when I've attended Legacy Church, I've gone to the Wyoming location a couple times.
That's our East Campus.
On the East Campus. And I just love the worship. Have you had kids that go through Legacy Academy that are on your worship team?
Absolutely. You know, so our chapel band class really prepares them for that. It prepares them for sort of all aspects of volunteering at church. And we're really trying to prepare them to be, you know, part of our mission statement is to develop a lifetime habit of service. And so that's part of it. Preparing them to serve in the church community is really important. And we absolutely have many students who have gone through our school, gone through the chapel band class, who are on our main stages in the adult worship services at Legacy, sometimes other churches too.
I love it.
Yeah, they're really talented, and they get to start honing those skills early, which is really.
Do you have to be a member at Legacy to attend Legacy Academy?
No.
Okay, so you have people from churches all over the place.
Yes, our requirements are that the family has to be Bible believing Christians who attend church regularly. So like minded Christians.
Okay, you mentioned service. Angelique, as I'm hearing you talk about that, you have high school students. Brian has middle school students. Brian, do you have a lot of middle school students that you teach and they engage in serving in the community?
Oh, absolutely. This last year, we had a couple different service projects. We went down to the Roadrunner Food Bank during the holidays, during Christmas and Thanksgiving, saved the pack meals. We also did one school-wide with the high school, middle school. We packed over 100,000, 175, whatever it was, meals for third world countries. So it's really a great opportunity to show service, not just teach it, but have the kids apply it and be able to practice what we're teaching. And you were talking about chapel band. It's really cool. Also, an experience that we have is when we have our couple open houses every year, all of our students, whether alumni or current students at Legacy Academy, actually run the worship in service on that Sunday to promote the school. And they do a great job.
I think that's great. I'm going to inject something here because I know a lot of parents are thinking about, hey, my kids are in public school. We've looked at Legacy Academy and other private schools. So that's why I wanted to get you on as early as we could, because I didn't want to wait till August, because then kind of those decisions are made. Do you have openings right now, Angelique, in the school?
We absolutely do.
Okay. Talk to us a little bit about your website says Legacy Academy's mission is to help students connect with God, discover their purpose, and develop a lifetime habit of service. How does that mission show up in the daily life of the school, and how do you tell parents that contrasts with what they might find in public education?
Mm-hmm. You know, every day is a mission to connect with God. We start the day with prayer. We start every class with prayer. Everything that we do in the classroom in terms of lesson plans and lessons themselves, we talk about God all day. And we talk about how the students' lives can reflect God's grace and mercy. And the students really come out with an understanding of where they sort of fit in God's plan, how their lives fit in God's plan. And and what they're here for, what their purpose is, in not just what their purpose in terms of their career, where what they're going to do, but also what their purpose is in terms of living for giving God glory and expanding His kingdom. And so it's great. I think that it's really unlike a lot of other schools. They serve throughout the year. Like Mr. Pellini was saying, we have things that we do as a school altogether, but then we also in high school, they have service hours that they complete every year outside on their own, so they can pick their own organizations, their own churches, wherever they want to serve. And then we also have they have the ability to letter in community service in high school. And so they can earn a letter through serving their community, which is awesome too, because it's a big part of who we are and what we want them to learn while they're at our school.
It is. Brian, could you tell us, I'm interested in the elementary school and the middle school students. I think, and Angelique might correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like younger children are more mature. They're having to deal with bodily functions that are maturing quicker. I don't remember going through puberty till I was like 16 years old. Well, there's kids going through puberty when they're like 12.
Yes, much younger now, right? So I think there's a big difference, you know, not a difference, but there's different stages, right, in our school, elementary, middle school, high school. And I think each stage has a unique responsibility to kind of get kids ready. You know, you talked a little bit about the elementary school. I mean, those kids are on fire for Christ. Their chapels are led by their fifth grade students. Their teachers do a great job creating teach it, preach it lessons. I mean, we have fifth graders already on stage teaching the rest of the elementary, you know, different Bible principles and stories and how to apply it to their lives. And then going into middle school this year, you know, we had our own chapel band class. So we had staff on stage singing and people in the sound booth, people praying with our students. So really, I think our school, Legacy Academy, does just a great job giving opportunity for service. You know, some students may initially say, oh, I can't do chapel band or I can't help with chapel, until they get into it and like, wow, I really like doing the sound booth, or hey, I have a musical talent and gift that God gave me, or hey, I really like to pray for kids, or hey, I want to welcome kids coming into chapel. So it just gives us a really good opportunity to get the kids experience and opportunities to explore what their talents are. And like we talked about, they go to high school, apply them even more, to the point that we have, you know, a lot of our students serving in church. So it's just, I think it's a great that we offer the different stages for these kiddos in their growth.
When we come back, my first question is going to be about your website and how parents can go to it. I should have covered that in this segment, but I ran out of time, and we'll cover that first. And then I'm going to ask you both individually about why you're serving in ministry and educating at Legacy Academy. We'll be back after these messages. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect.
We're back with Angelique Torres. She is the high school principal at Legacy Academy, and Brian Paolini, he is the middle school principal. They've both been on the show before. Really appreciate the time that you guys spend. Maybe I'll direct this directly to Angelique. You're a parent. You are a parent. Congratulations on your daughter graduating from college, by the way. Was she a Legacy Academy person?
She was.
Hey!
She was, yeah. I hate to brag on her.
You can brag.
But I just use her as an example of our students, because, you know, she went to college out of state, mostly on scholarships, double majored in two fairly challenging majors. She graduated magna cum laude, has a full scholarship for her master's degree. So, and we have lots of similar stories of kids. I mean, Our graduates are getting really cool degrees when they go to college and doing awesome things. We have crime scene investigators and, you know, going into biotech, going into all sorts of really interesting careers. And then we have kids who go to the military. We have kids who go to straight into careers, you know, real estate or whatever it is that interests them. And they're all doing so well.
Do you have more students now maybe than when you first started going into vocational kinds of things? Like,
more students are certainly interested.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's a great career choice for a lot of kids.
Yeah.
I think college is wonderful, and it's, I think, a great path for a lot of kids. But there are certainly a lot of kids who don't want to go to college, and there are some fantastic careers out there for...
Parent might have their interest piqued right now as they're listening to you. If they go to legacyacademynm.com, legacyacademynm.com, what are they going to find there and what tools are there for them?
So they will find a lot of information about our school, about the academics, the athletics, the clubs, our mission, everything they would want to find out, essentially. And there they can fill out an application, they can schedule a tour, they can find our phone number and our address. So that's a great stop for them to just get information and take the next step, whatever that may be for them.
Okay. I love that. We did talk about your success in athletics, your success in music and turning out worship leaders. And of course, your daughter's a great example, graduating from college. You've mentioned that kids take other career paths as well. But when it comes to reading, writing, and arithmetic, is there any compromise?
Coming to Brian, Legacy Academy? Yeah. No, I don't think so.
I mean, it's because it's Christian education, it's still striving.
Oh, absolutely.
You want to be the best academic school as well, don't you?
Absolutely. And if you look at the reading specifically, I know a lot of the public schools here in Albuquerque, usually by grade three, kids are reading to learn. You know, in our school, it's second grade. You know, we use the Bob Jones University Press curriculum, and it's very rigorous. There's a lot of standards, I think, that are above the regular New Mexico State standards that we follow. So I really think it gets our kids equipped and ready for the next level.
Angelique, your background personally includes education, nonprofit leadership, and experience teaching students from pre-K through 12th. You've kind of paid your dues on all levels, it sounds right. Like. What drew you to education, and why do you serve at the Ministry of Legacy Academy?
Well, I've always, I got saved in my early 20s and knew I wanted to be in some sort of ministry. Early in my career, I was in nonprofit, and then I stayed home when my children were born. And then when my children went to school, I decided I was going to go also because I wasn't ready for, you know, I think a lot of parents, a lot of Christian parents especially, you want to make sure that your kids are in the right place. And you want to make sure when you let them go to that next step where they're not with you, that they're in good hands. And that's essentially what I was doing when I got into education. My children went to kindergarten. I started volunteering very regularly. And then shortly thereafter, it was at a Christian school. They offered me a position. And so it sort of started there. I had always had a heart for kiddos. And so it was just a very natural transition into education and then a master's degree in it.
I love that. Brian, you did your degree in college and education as well. How long have you been the principal of the middle school?
So I just completed my second year as the principal over the middle school. You know, when I went to my undergrad, I always had a feeling I wanted to teach. I thought my plan for my life was going to be to teach, get involved in athletics, maybe become an athletic director in school. I really enjoyed working with children. I had volunteered a lot in high school. Growing up, we had different kids live in our homes that didn't have homes. So just really that piece of servanthood from a young age was really instilled in myself from my parents. But as I got older, God brought me to a different direction. I'm originally from Massachusetts. I moved out to New Mexico 20-some-odd years ago. Mm-hmm. And there worked with a lot of youth over about 20 years, working with at-risk youth, working with kids without homes. Just God had really put me in a lot of different environments, working with a lot of different youth, and really instilled a lot of skills in my life. And then the opportunity came to come to Legacy Academy 6 years ago. I just completed my sixth year. This last year, decided to go back to school, completed my master's degree from Southeastern University. So just really that piece of like lifelong learning. Obviously, this community, our kids really need the light. They need a school where they can have the freedoms to celebrate Christ and grow in their relationships. So when the opportunity came to come to Legacy Academy and to be able to minister over the middle school, I can't feel more blessed to be where I am. And really thinking over the years, I know that sometimes there's different jobs or experiences that you go through that you sometimes question, why did I do this? But I really feel my path in my life had really given me the tools and the skills I need today to be able to lead over the middle school. So just feel blessed in that area.
I love that. Angelique, is it hard now to hire high school teachers? I understand that there's kind of a shortage of people out there. And if you have openings, let our people know because they might want to apply.
Yeah, so teachers at the school in general, we're always looking for talented teachers who love the Lord. I think in education in general, finding teachers these days is not easy. But when you add, we're looking specifically for teachers who fit our mindset in terms of biblical worldview. So that makes it extra challenging because we don't hire teachers who aren't Christians. And so that's a whole other sort of, some people would consider it an obstacle, but the Lord provides wonderful teachers for our school. We've been incredibly blessed. And, you know, I think there are teachers who they listen when the Holy Spirit speaks to them and calls them to this profession and to Christian education specifically. And so we've really benefited. Our students have really benefited from having some great teachers come through our school. And so we're always looking for talented.
I have had some teachers over the years, not anybody from Legacy, generally public education, tell me that they would love to have continued in education if they could teach orphans. And what they were basically saying is they didn't like dealing with the parents. How is dealing with the parents? Are parents different these days? That question for both of you.
Yeah, well, you know, for us in the school, we really value that relationship with our parents. We couldn't do what we do on a daily basis if our parents didn't partner with us. You talk about especially middle school, right? Consistency, boundaries, really setting up, you know, the consistency in our kids' lives. So we value the parents' involvement. And when things do go awry once in a great while, it's probably because parents in school don't see eye to eye. But it gets back to the point of us being like-minded and having that foundation in Christ, be able to come back as believers and be able to talk it out. So I know Ms. Torres, I mentioned earlier, just the sense of community around the school and even with our teachers. We've had more and more teachers apply coming from public schools saying enough's enough what they're dealing with there. And we haven't had the turnover the last few years. People come and they enjoy it. They enjoy being able to you know, pray over the kids and teach, you know, biblical worldview in their classes and pray. And we're finding more and more, at least I'm noticing, that that's more of a value versus what public schools can offer because of the freedom of their teaching. So
this data did not come from you, came from me, because I like to research things. I'm a little OCD, so I gave you 4 pages of stuff that we would talk about today. The Kids Count 2026 is a report that comes out every year, and they try to measure various things, and they do that through polling and data that's available. In school districts, it's kind of alarming in New Mexico because, and this isn't really necessarily a reflection of the Albuquerque public schools, but it's a reflection of New Mexico schools. We are 50th out of 50 states in the Kids Count 2026. There are 3 major things they look at. They look at 4th grade reading levels. They look at 8th grade math scores. And I want to know, has your experience been, and I think I already know the answer, but you guys aren't having those problems with 4th grade reading and 8th grade math scores, are you?
We're not. So we really, kids are so unique, right? So you will always have students who are at different levels, right? And a lot of times they will even out as they get older. Maybe some aren't quite ready for certain skills, but they even out. But along with that, we are so blessed. We have teachers and we have a community and we have a mindset that we act. When students are not getting a concept or as soon as we see grades or test scores dipping, we are in motion. And we create a plan. The teacher, each individual teacher, will create a plan for the student that involves what the teacher will do, what the student will do, and what the parent will do to help bring the student to exactly where they need to be if they start falling behind. And when we say falling behind, we mean, you know, if they start getting into the maybe having a C zone, we're like, oh, what are we going to do here? How are we going to make sure that this student doesn't fall behind and that they have the skills that they need?
I love that. Brian, when you think about maybe you're a seventh grader and you're not getting a certain concept, like I struggled a little bit. I was always good at math. Mm-hmm. You know, if it was addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, I'm good. But as soon as we started talking about algebraic equations and I did okay with geometry because it was more visual. Mm-hmm. But man, and Ms. Torres will identify the calculuses and the algebras. I have no idea. And the one that got me the most was statistics. Mm. So my question really is this for both of you, and I'll start with Brian. If somebody is discouraged because they're not getting something, Angelique made a nice point just now about maybe you're not good at that right now, but we can keep your motivation to learn going and keep you from being so discouraged that you quit that. How do you do that?
Yeah, I think our teachers do a really good job. If there's any type of academic, you know, achievement gap that we notice, you know, it's looking at, you know, I feel we do a really good job progress monitoring where our kids are at, doing different types of assessments. So we're not just trying to use one method over another.
Doing that achievement test that they make
year. We have different, you know, between formal and informal ways we assess kids. So once, you know, if it's math, for example, for a seventh grade student, if there's a standard or if there's a lesson or something that we feel like the kid is not processing the right way. You know, it could be something as simple as teachers spending extra time with them. Our teachers stay after school. They do tutoring. If that's not something that can help the student out, that we do have an academic support specialist that can work with them. We've had families partner with us also and get some tutoring outside of the school. But it's just a team collaborative effort. And when we recognize if there's certain standards or areas in which kids need extra support in.
I love that. I remember Angelique telling us maybe 3-4 years ago when you were here with Daniel McCabe and you were kind of starting off the high school and everything. How long has that been? How long's the high school been going?
We just had our sixth graduating class.
Okay.
Yeah, they started as freshmen, and so yeah.
See, when I don't remember that many years, it makes me younger. So I want to ask you that same question, but maybe with a little different slant. And that is, I've heard it said that a community has to raise a child, and that you've established that at Legacy Academy.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. We are in just such a sweet spot, I think, because we are a school that is small enough that everyone knows each other. We're a community, we're a family, but we're big enough that we offer everything the kids might want in terms of we have just a wonderful assortment of athletic, really successful athletic activities. We have clubs, National Honor Society, we have wonderful courses, AP courses, honors courses, all sorts of things that really are just the best of both worlds, right? And we do have students, you know, I had a parent last year, their student was there for their first year. And he said that his student came home after a few days and said, "Dad, I hate this school. It's so fake." And then 3 months later, his son, they were having another conversation. He was like, "Dad, it's real. It's real. They really are that nice. Like everyone really is that nice. And they really do care about each other." And he was just amazed. And they had come from public school. And it was such a drastically different environment that he couldn't believe it was real.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. We are here with Brian Paolini. He is the middle school principal at Legacy Academy, along with Angelique Torres. She's the high school principal. Finding out all about the school. When we come back, we're going to talk more about academic excellence and how you have a biblical worldview when you look at things like math, science, language, and arts and history. We'll be back on ABQ Connect right after these messages.
You Connect.
We are back, and we appreciate you listening to ABQ Connect. Jim Williams with you this afternoon. Of course, our friend and general manager, Steve Ryman, will be hosting Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week, and we appreciate you listening today. So, Angelique, right before the break, I said, you know, the educational model across elementary, middle school, and high school at Legacy Academy is to see everything through a Christian worldview. Well, how do you do that when you're looking at math, for example?
That's a good question. So I mentioned earlier that all of our classes, we start in prayer. But in math, sometimes it's as simple as the examples that we're giving or the projects that we're doing that will have something to do with a biblical concept. And then overall, just the idea that all of the order in the universe, there is only order because we have a God of order and not chaos.
Yeah.
And all of these things only make sense because of him.
Yeah. Well, you probably have to have a big math background and a science background to understand DNA.
Right.
That's one of the things that, you know, I think about Romans 1:20 all the time, where it says the creation itself has revealed the existence of God.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And that those who don't recognize it are without excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Whole field of Christian ministry is apologetics, talking about exactly what you just referred to. It's pretty cool stuff.
It is.
Do you have outside speakers and people that come into the school periodically?
We do occasionally, yes. We've had speakers come in and talk about the what you were just talking about, apologetics, when it comes to things like evolution, those sorts of things. We've had guest speakers come in and talk to our business classes. We've had, you know, the organization that we packed 100,000 meals for, their people came and we're guest speakers at the school for one of our chapels. So we do bring people in for the kiddos to just hear from someone other than us. Sometimes it's a nice.
You guys don't know this, but I serve on a board of an organization called Feed New Mexico Kids, which Legacy Church is part of. And the church feeds, Feed New Mexico Kids provides food for kids on the weekends.
Yeah.
A lot of kids don't have food on the weekends. And I'll tell you what, Legacy's feeding 2,000 kids a weekend. I mean, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing the amount of service and living generously, which is one of the mottos of the church. And that's a really neat thing. Is that difficult for elementary kids to learn, or do you have to teach their parents, Brian? Have you
for the service piece?
Yeah.
I mean, we had our fifth graders this year had a great opportunity to go to nursing homes.
Oh,
and
wow.
They prayed over the elderly in the nursing homes. They played games with them, spent time, did worship with them. So even at a young age, these kids are really excited. And I think our teachers do a great job creating opportunity for the kids to get out. So elementary, no. But has there been change? I've noticed parents, you know, the kids will serve. The kids get excited at school. They'll start getting more involved in church. Then their parents want to serve alongside them. So yes, I think it definitely has encouraged families and maybe not directly parents, but aunts, uncles, grandparents, you know, relatives, that kind of thing, because they see the change in their kids in the school, so it motivates them to do more outside of school.
I love that. So middle school is described as a bridge between elementary and high school. Does that happen effectively?
Yeah, we do our best. I think we do a pretty good job. Obviously, you know,
because you have hormones happening at the same time you're trying to learn, right?
We have a lot of developmental stuff happening. You know, I was talking to kids this year because, you know, parents will come in like, oh, these have been some tough years. I said, yes, but does God have a perfect plan? Oh, yeah, he does. Well, this is part of his plan as kids go through this period of time. So even though there's a lot developmentally kids are going through emotionally, socially, you know, we're taking children theoretically, right, coming out of fifth grade and trying to get them ready for high school in 3 years. So there's a lot that we do. But I think our day-to-day routine, our structure that we set up, the partnering with our families, creating boundaries for our students. The other piece, too, is really utilizing adults in their life, correct? Obviously, they have administration and they have their teachers, but with all the clubs and extracurriculars and sports, you know, they have that level of support. They have youth pastors from the church. So there's a lot of adults that are involved in their lives that we help support them through this, you know, challenging time for them. But the other piece of it is we also want to encourage that change. You know, kids are becoming more independent. You know, we're developing more critical thinking in their education, adding more rigor to what they do in the day-to-day. So it's a trying time, but it's a great time for them to develop and eventually, you know, once they hit ninth grade or hopefully prepared to start applying what they've learning and to be successful in high school.
One of the things that I have admired personally of Steve Smotherman, Pastor Smotherman, you guys call him Pastor Steve though, right?
Right.
Correct.
Is that he challenges Christians to get involved in the political process. Mm-hmm. So Angelique, I'm going to throw this at you. It's not on our list, but do you encourage your high school students to think through these kinds of issues and through a Christian worldview?
We do. We talk about those things in social studies classes and even Bible classes, depending on what the topic is. But, you know, something that we really believe is that a lot of these issues, they're, at the end of the day, they're not political issues. They are religious issues. They are spiritual issues. Abortion is a spiritual issue. There are a lot of other issues that it's important to talk through with students and what is the biblical worldview on that and what does that look like in contrast to everything they see in the world. So I think it's something to be encouraged by that there is hope, you know. Public schools, I think sometimes it seems it's so overwhelming for parents sometimes is the feedback that I get that it's just, there's so much between not just out of school, but in school themselves, even their teachers, the other students, there's so much influence. There's so much woke influence. There's so much influence that Christian parents don't want their students exposed to. And they often don't even know until it's too late that these things have been running free sort of in their kiddos' heads and they've been sort of pushed in certain directions. But there is hope. There are great Christian schools in Albuquerque that we hold firm to biblical truth and we're not going to waver. We're not going to turn a blind eye to issues that are political or social issues that are of the day that are everyone is saying is right. We're not going to conform to the world.
Last question for this segment is I want to get back to that college preparatory. I want to get back to that. Let's compare you to some schools would have a reputation of higher academics and those kind of things. None of that is compromised at Legacy. You have advanced classes. You have all the maths and sciences and everything that somebody's going to need to really get a well-rounded foundation.
We really try to have a great balance in terms of our academics. We have, you know, our class sizes are 18 max, and you know, we have everything from, you know, all the general courses, of course, to then we have four AP classes, honors classes. We have AP literature, AP language, AP computer science, AP seminar, which is a research class. We have lots of classes that the students can get involved in. Consumer math is a great class that our seniors take that really prepares. It's life math, basically, right? How to figure out your mortgage and your insurance and your taxes and all
I
of
love
those
that.
Things, right?
And you know, I'm a retired banker. I'm just telling you right now. I had businesses that I was financing and some great ones, very successful. But I would tell you that 70% of the people I worked with couldn't balance a checkbook.
Right, right. And then our seniors, all of our seniors take an investment class and an entrepreneurship class as well. And it just gives them a taste, which they may not find anywhere else as they go out, even when they go to college, if they don't take classes specifically. So it just gives them sort of a little bit of experience in things that really it's helpful for everyone to know. Even if they don't become an entrepreneur, it helps them in so many areas of their lives. So we really try to make our academics well-rounded in terms of just the hardcore academics, algebra, but also things that they need for life.
I love it. Angelique Torres is the high school principal for Legacy Academy, and Brian Paolini is the middle school principal. They're going to be with us for one more segment all the way up to 2 o'clock. I hope you'll stay with us. Hope you'll consider Christian education and look closely at Legacy Academy. Their website is legacyacademynm.com, legacyacademynm.com. We'll be right back.
ABQ Connect.
Jim Williams with you on ABQ Connect. Appreciate you joining. If you've missed the first three segments, we are with Angelique Torres and Brian Paolini. They are principals for Legacy Academy. They serve kids all the way from pre-K all the way through high school. They've had, I would call them lifers, where they go all the way through school. And that's been a great experience. You've had several classes now graduate from college, and you have kids serving in ministry and various businesses and things all over the place. Angelique, I'll just direct this question to you. You had an open house in May. You don't have one before the school year starts, but people can register online, and can they get a tour if they want to come look?
Absolutely. We give tours all day, every day, Monday through Friday.
Okay.
So you can come for a tour anytime. It's helpful to call and make an appointment, but you don't have to. You can just show up during the day if you'd like to. But yeah, we
phone number 505-831-0135.
That is the high school campus phone number.
That's the high school campus phone number, but you can come and tour the middle school or the middle
school. Yeah, and that phone number is 505-923-3659.
923, tell me again.
Yep, 505-923-3659.
And you guys are in a brand new facility, Brian. When did you move in there?
So we moved in during the second semester.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about that facility.
Yeah. We're so blessed. The Legacy Center holds our pre-K through eighth grade, so our elementary and middle school. The building itself is just under 200,000 square feet.
That's huge.
Huge. You know, for us and our vision of expanding our sports program, expanding our extracurriculars, we have a huge gym. For the ones that put it
together. I understand you have four gyms.
It's four high school size courts in one area. And we've been described as, if you mark Dallas, Denver, Arizona, make a big triangle, we've been told there's no other facility like ours in that area. And it's not just for our school. You know, the vision is to be a light in the community. Obviously, the school benefits a lot from it. We're starting more elementary sports this year. We have more middle school sports we're able to offer since we have the practice facility. But it's also the Legacy Center. Athletically, we're hosting tournaments. The community has really come together. I know Pastor Steve and Cynthia's vision and Pastor Steve Jr.'s vision is really to be a clean, safe facility in the community where people can come together.
We should address that. I didn't think of that earlier, but safety. You have security people and the kids are safe at school?
Yeah, everything's gated. We have full-time security during school hours at all of our events. So it's just a nice place for people to come and relax, to be able to participate in the God-given gifts they've been given. And like I said, the building itself, obviously I'll talk about the school in a second, but we're also in the process of developing a learning center, which is going to be open to the community. So for those that are behind in ELA, their reading or their math, be able to come in and get caught up. We're also going to be offering services for those looking for a GED program.
And you're kind of talking about adults now,
correct?
Too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's, like I said, this building is not just for the school to have a bigger building. It's really that we can evangelize more in the community, bring people in. But the school also benefits. I mean, the opportunity for growth now in our classrooms. I know for middle school specifically, we have a lot more space, a lot more seats open for the students that want to come in. The elementary school really grew. And to be able to have our, a facility that's kind of, just adjacent to the church, fully gated, fully safe. We just feel really blessed. And we've been in there second semester, and it's just been such a blessing for our students and our families.
So what are the thresholds that people have? Like, I just watched my daughters graduate, my grandchildren, shouldn't say my daughters. My grandchildren graduate from pre-K. I mean, they have fun little things like that. What are those kind of things that happen at Legacy Academy?
Yeah, we have little pre-K ceremonies, like moving forward ceremonies, kinder graduations.
Yeah, good.
Obviously, high school has a lot more. Mm-hmm. But we just try to recognize student achievement, whatever it may be, whether it's academic, athletic. There's so much opportunity we're able to offer our students, so it's good to be able to recognize their accomplishments when we can.
Yeah, and again, you both could be working easily at a secular school, but you choose to be serving at a place that focuses on Christ through all of this.
Yeah. You know what? We talk to our teachers a lot about this in particular, because it's, we want excellence in every area. We want to make sure that our academics are wonderful, our athletics are wonderful, everything, that these kids don't miss anything by going to a Christian school. And they don't. We have amazing teachers, amazing classes. These kids are doing fantastic. Like I said, they're successful in college. They're successful in the workplace. They're getting scholarships out of state. But at the end of the day, if they leave our school without being closer to the Lord and without knowing their place in his kingdom and figuring out what their purpose in this world is, then we haven't served them well. And so that is one of our main goals, is that, yes, everything else is excellent, but the spirituality component is paramount.
What do you think it is about people today that they don't seem to see themselves? This is true even with Christians. They don't see themselves the way God sees them. They don't see their potential. They don't see their gifts. You guys spend a lot of time making sure people see themselves the way God sees them.
Mm-hmm. The devil is a liar. And unfortunately, he's involved in a lot in this world. And I think people in general are, negativity is hurled at them from every direction. And they're told that there's something wrong with them in one way or another. And you could get political on that, but in so many ways. And that's not something that's just now, it's forever, right? That the enemy tries to convince us that there's something wrong with us, and that we're not right, and that we're not worthy, and that we're not. And so it is definitely part of our job, along partnering with parents, to always remind kids, you know, when they're in my office and they've done something that needs correction, one of the things that we go over always is, I have them look at me and tell me who you are. Mm. You need to remember who you are, right? Mm. You're chosen. You're courageous. You're a child of the Most High God, right? All of the things that the Bible says that they are, not the lies that the world gives them. We have to remind them over and over who they are.
It is always a blast to have you guys in. We've used up almost our whole 50 minutes, so I want to tell people again, if you want to find out more about Legacy Academy, go to legacyacademynm.com. We've been talking with Angelique Torres. She's the high school principal. She is available at 505-923-3659 if you have questions. Did I do that wrong? Oh, so your phone number.
Yep.
Correct. Brian's phone number is 923-3659.
Yes.
And Angelique's is 505-831-0135. And you can have tours of the school, but go to the website first. That is legacyacademynm.com. I know you also provide some financial assistance and some payment plans and different things to make it more affordable for people. And those are all things that I know you're committed to working out for people. And I know the church, Legacy Church, also helps underwrite some of this cost, so it is less expensive. So we just appreciate all you're doing. Our listeners and me, myself, we will be praying for you guys, and just thanks for all the good work that you do.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.